Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We've been chatting extensively about the SADC-led mission to counter the Islamic insurgency in northern Mozambique. Tragically, a South African soldier lost his life earlier this week in what some have described as an ambush, others have described as a track and trace program by the South African National Defence Force members going after insurgents who attacked villages in a certain region. Kubus Marea from the Democratic Alliance is joining us. The DA has come out and saying that the South African government and the minister in particular must take full responsibility for the death of the South African soldier in Mozambique. Kubus, firstly, good morning and welcome to Chai FM.
Good morning to your listeners.
Kubus, why is the DA saying that the South African government and the defense minister should take full account for the South African soldier's death in Mozambique?
Well, first of all, in any situation where they are deployed, they must take responsibility and they must take all steps possible to make sure that we evacuate all our soldiers, safe and sound back home. I've been very vocal right in the beginning of this deployment to say that we must make sure that when we send in our soldiers, we don't bring them back in body bags, but we must make sure that we equip them very well and that we must provide the support, especially the air support, to make sure that whenever a situation occurs, that we can evacuate them safely. In this case, where they have been in an ambush, so clearly they have been in an ambush, they've been successful to get away from this ambush situation, and then they were all at a specific rendezvous point where they were supposed to be picked up by the Oryx helicopters. Now, in a case like this, where you know that you are in a hostile situation, typically what we have experienced in the DRC, when you send out your ordinary helicopters like the Oryx, they must always be accompanied by at least the Rooivalk, which is an attack helicopter, that should something occurs that those attack helicopters can make sure that they evacuate them safely. We also have the Gripen's aircraft. Now, if the intelligence was, the military intelligence was of such a nature that they knew about the ambush, obviously that would have been a different story then for them. And then specifically in this case, we're at the rendezvous point where it must be as safe as possible. They should have called in for the airstrike support, but at least the Rooivalk should have accompanied the Oryx helicopters. So typically, as I said, what we are doing in the DRC, so this is not something strange. We have got the equipment, and this is typically what I've said right in the beginning. When we go in, you must do it properly and not in a half-baked manner. Proverbially tie their hands behind their back and expect them to do miracles. So this is exactly what we have said must not happen.
So Kubus, just to clarify, the Democratic Alliance is not opposed to the deployment in Mozambique.
No.
What you are bringing to the fore is the fact that you don't believe our members are correctly equipped and they are not receiving the necessary infrastructure and logistical support from the SANDF as a whole.
Exactly. I mean, I've said right from the beginning, we are beneficials of a stable region. So, I've got nothing in principle against our regional deployment part of the SANDF forces, the SADC forces, because that's the right way how to do it. But then they must be provided with all the equipment and all the support required. And this is my criticism at this stage and the concerns at this stage. And that's why I said that they must take full responsibility for any death of a soldier, especially if it could have been avoided. Now, in this case, clearly, they got out of the ambush, they got to the rendezvous point, and then to experience a second ambush at the rendezvous point, Hey, that's unacceptable.
Kobus, thank you so much for joining us this morning. This ongoing saga is going to see more lives lost, sadly. We spoke to a terrorism expert yesterday who told us that the insurgents are far more organized than one would have expected, and that they also have very good intelligence gathering capabilities.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And remember, that is the case. And anybody that thinks that we can go in there and quickly sort out the insurgents and come back, they are in for an enormous unpopular and a big surprise. These guys are well equipped. They are, you know, they are fighting. They have got all the motivation. They've got all the money. They've got all the equipment. So if you are not prepared to be one step ahead of them and better equipped than them, then you're going to have a big problem in that area.
Kobus, thank you for joining us this morning, and a Merry Christmas and compliments of the season to you, your family and your colleagues.
Thank you very much, and the same to you and your listeners.
Kobus Maree is the Democratic Alliance Member of Parliament, and he was commenting on the death of a South African Defence Force member during counterinsurgency operations in Mozambique.